Welcome to Project Nerd's first ever I'm Not Famous. I'm Iggy. I'm not famous, and that's why the episode's called this. I'm joined by DK and Carrie for our first ever episode, which I've now mentioned twice, because this is super...
It's the first.
First. Exactly. Yeah. So I'm Not Famous. The goal is just new host, talking stuff. We've actually been sitting here for an hour or so talking, and have probably wasted all the good stuff. But I feel like we got some good categories we can still cover.
We kept it completely PG. It's okay.
No, it's never PG on Project Nerd Set. So how are y'all doing today?
Fantastic.
That's good.
Yeah.
I prefer Mantastic. That's
Mantastic.
Cool.
I prefer Femtastic.
Nice. Already. Yes. Drama. And go.
Go.
And he's out.
Whatever. I can't even remember the Kaepernick meme to make fun of it. So anyways.
Sacrifice everything.
Yes, sacrifice everything in the first episode. And you are dressed as Bulma from Dragon Ball. Not Dragon Ball Z.
No.
All right, awesome. Yeah. So this is why you're here, Carrie, because we already killed all the conversations.
See, I already have questions. Like, first of all, understand, I know nothing. What's the difference between Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z? Why do you clarify when you say it's Dragon Ball?
You're putting me on the spot. Well, Dragon Ball is when... Goku's like a little boy, and it's like pre when he like gets all cool. It's more like,
so the whole premise is a little boy. Got that?
Yeah, he's like a little. There's a lot of nudity.
There is. Gotcha. There's oddly like a lot of children's nudity in Dragon Ball.
Right. You see little Goku.
Prepubescent. Thank you for correcting me.
And then Dragon Ball Z is like when he's like going Super Saiyan every other day, and he's fighting, and he's doing a spirit bomb for like 12 episodes, just trying to gather energy and just yelling. And
there's like half hour episodes of him just in the sky, just gathering energy.
That's my whole 13 year. Like at 13 years old, that's how it looked for me as well.
Yeah, I heard that
just
actually.
Just in the sky, gathering
the sky
energy,
just generating stuff to get to where I needed to be.
Just packing on mass.
Yes, exactly. Actually, now that you say it, my entire teenage year is just packing on mass.
So these were Japanese writers, is what you're saying?
Yes.
So, okay. So when did your character come in?
She's in Dragon Ball. She's in the original.
Okay.
She, you see her butt, actually. One of the episodes.
As we clarified, no asshole, just butt.
just butt. When did we clarify that? We never clarified that for the episode.
Complete non sequitur, but that's okay.
Okay. So let's transition it then. Why do you dress up as her?
Well, she's a pretty popular character, and I like her because she's kind of bossy.
Okay.
She's sassy. She's, I don't know, and I had this freaking teal wig, so I was like, you know what, let's do it.
So it just worked.
Yes, it worked.
And
I had this.
Are for Siri from The Witcher.
But
with Henry Cavill.
Yes, not with Henry Cavill yet.
I'm just saying.
Is it
people
Cavill or Cavill?
Cavill.
I say Cavill.
It's Cavill, right?
I like Cavill. Let's go with Cavill.
Cavill sounds like...
Like he's from
like
Tennessee.
Pavel Datsyuk or something, like Pavel.
What's wrong with Pavel Datsyuk?
Nothing, but...
You got straight to the Cavill references here?
Because I'm from Detroit.
Okay.
So
tell us about that. Were you from Detroit or from like...
I was born
burnt out suburbs
in
Detroit.
Detroit.
Like burnt out suburbs Detroit or Detroit,
I was born in a rusted out car on Washer Avenue in Detroit.
Did we say 8 Mile?
No, but I've been to 8 Mile.
You have?
Yeah.
My dad was born on 9 Mile.
That's fancier.
Yeah, actually, because each road is like 7 miles.
The mile roads. There's no 1 mile road.
So you go a mile in either direction, you're good. But 8 Mile, that's the bad part.
Well, like 8 Mile, 7 Mile, kind of 6 Mile.
The problem is they also like stretch like across.
Yeah.
So you could be 8 Mile over here.
8 Mile on the west side is way nicer than 8 Mile.
So like East St. Louis, West St. Louis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Nelly, don't correct me. I'm just going to keep looking at the camera. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
That's Nelly.
Because Nelly. Yeah. Camera's
Nelly,
name is Nelly.
Nelly, if you're
camera's
watching.
Hurry day.
Right. Hurry day. Nelly is watching this.
He's a big fan. He wanted to sniff my butt, too.
Did he? Okay. Now that it's brought up, though, we have to bring this up. Like, you brought it up. So are you comfortable talking about it?
Not people sniffing my butt.
Well, no,
I'm
like,
just kidding. No,
like there was somebody who asked to do that.
Yeah, somebody asked.
I love how polite you are as a host. You're like, Before I ask you this question, is it okay if I objectify you?
I didn't object. I didn't objectify her. This
someone else
fan online yes. did. Is it okay if I reference your objectification?
Just the butt, no asshole.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, we discussed it earlier, and you brought up Japanese game shows that have like 20 just the butts.
Yes. Well, I don't know
wall?
What
you said. Like a wall.
Yeah, there's
of
like
butts.
A wall of butts, and I'm not sure if some of them are fake and some of them are real. Because I've seen like a guy.
Welcome to I'm Not Famous.
This is why. And there was a guy, like, I forget if he was blindfolded or not, but he was like sniffing the butts. And I was like, how is this sanitary, first of all? Like, how is he not going to have pink eye?
That's your first question, is how is this sanitary?
How is this sanitary?
Not what 20 volunteers, like, decided to just put...
But there's some fake ones.
There's so many,
okay, so what 15...
Possibly,
what 12 to 15 volunteers?
Sure. They're like, hey, you know, they go out on the street probably, and they're like, we'll give you 3,000 yen if you let someone possibly sniff.
We'll give you $5. That's like, Tori, Weenil's Photography and Retouching. That's his... That's how he gets, he does street photography also. And he says it's easier to just shoot from the hip than to offer too many homeless people $5 to shoot with them, because then you just run out of money. It's like, all right. So I guess that's what they do in Japan, is they're like, you can get to the green room with the food if you moon our camera.
Yeah.
You guys so you're saying there's a lot of homeless butts on this Japanese game show.
They looked pretty pristine.
We're making the assumption. That it's homeless ass.
Okay.
That it could be anybody.
I think it was like... It must have been like cast and crew or something, because you could see the people on the other side and they were like giggling, and it was like...
giggling as people sniff their ass.
But what is the end result of this game?
I don't know, man. It was in Japanese, and they were just like...
You just like saw a bunch of butts.
Well, I watched the whole thing. I was like, what's the point? Like, and then like someone might have...
But how do you win? Like, how did you guess?
I think he had to guess whose ass was whose. Think that's
so
what
you had to have reference.
How familiar are you with these asses? Is it like your parents and your sister, or like what
God,
was it?
God, I really hope so.
Like, how do you know? Like, you're saying that's the director's ass. That's Jeff. That's Jeff.
Or
maybe
you've seen an ass twice.
Maybe it was like male or female, and he was blindfolded and he had to guess.
Oh, which was lady
was
ass
male,
and male ass.
But I don't know, because it was in Japanese.
This is a really bizarre game show.
You know what? Someone find it. Watch it, be entertained.
Comment on it, which you know, place it is.
Would you be an ass on the wall?
Or would you sniff the ass on the wall?
Or would you sniff?
Yeah. I mean, how much money are we talking about? So it goes back to your original question. The question is, how much would you pay to sniff someone's ass?
Or no, how much money would you take to let somebody sniff your ass?
Or the other way.
Because I'm not paying anybody to sniff their ass.
You are the ones that are making the request to sniff it.
That's fair.
So how much would you pay versus how much would you let someone pay you to do that?
Like $1,000.
$1,000.
Yeah.
You put that on camera.
She
so can't. Someone's gonna
I know. That's what I was just about to say. With her having the cosplay page and the Patreon and everything, you can't actually. We're going to have to bleep out that amount because somebody's going to message her as soon as this episode airs.
Oh, no. We're going to make a sponsor out of it with a currency conversion. Yeah.
I have the picture.
From yen to US dollar.
$1,000.
US dollars.
USD.
No bitcoins.
Yeah, how much money would you take to let somebody sniff
I would
your
never
ass?
Do it.
To let somebody sniff your ass?
Absolutely not.
What if it was a really hot girl?
Never.
I don't care.
It was Cindy Crawford in her heyday.
No.
I don't care what they look like. $50. I'm good to go. Like, I need money.
Homeless guy, he's like, this is my last 50.
I will bend over right here. No. Put your nose up in there. I don't care.
I don't want the whole transaction. I don't want the whole process. What we're talking about, like, when you visualize the whole event, you're going to have to meet them at some point.
Yeah, but then they give you money,
but you can never get the
face. And then you go away.
We talked about the glory hole option, though.
No.
They just put the money through the hole.
Nope.
Then you put...
Then it's anonymous. Then I'm picturing what they're doing.
then you're guessing.
That's even worse.
Just picture someone really good looking. Picture Henry Cavill.
I can't, because he ruined, like, everything that I enjoy.
No, he doesn't.
What did he ruin?
He ruined Immortals.
Immortals.
First of all, he didn't ruin Immortals. Immortals sucked in the first place.
He was in it.
Yeah.
He was in it. And then he looks horrible as Superman.
He doesn't.
I thought
he's
looked
got the
fine as Superman.
He's got the look down.
Yeah, he looks like a Clark Kent.
But he's being directed by a guy who directed 300 and things.
Right.
Since that was so successful, everything is 300.
Now I'm going to get into my major complaint. I'm just going to go off for a rant. That's the way I do things. Why do we need every British actor being these amazing American superheroes.
Because you're racist.
That I don't know.
That it's not racist. It's stereotyping. It's a difference. But I'm saying, like, why can't we just have?
I love how you point at the camera. That's not on you.
I'm on this one. That's not on. I'm on all three. Like, one, like, two, like, three. No, but it's always that way. And then they end up getting like some sort of great acclaim because they put on an American accent.
Yeah, they do.
Right? But you never see it vice versa.
They do.
Or they
American
get made fun
accent.
Of for being a horrible.
No, if you watch the movie Australia, you had. Hugh Jackman and
Nicole Kidman,
thank
who
you.
Who are both Australian.
Yeah.
And one of them did the British accent.
Wait, I'm assuming it was Henry.
No, it's Nicole. No, it's Nicole Kidman because she's coming into Australia.
Of course.
And he's like the tour. He's like the back.
Of course.
Backwoods tour guide.
Yeah.
That they fall in
and
love.
And they fall in love.
And then they have like a complete ending. It's a really good movie. And the next thing you know, the movie's still going, and you're like, "What? I thought the movie it had a perfect music and all like." Sunset, everything.
I really enjoy how you went from like an action conversation to, you know, this rom-com Australia.
Welcome to Project Nerd.
Hugh Jackman.
Welcome to Project Nerd. First of all.
Let me just pitch this movie. What year did it come out?
Australia? I don't know.
Is
we
it
don't
like
have
a 90s
the Google.
Movie?
We don't have the Google. No, that's in the 2000s.
Yeah, but I don't understand why we can't have like an American play an American.
See, I don't even know who's an American and who's a Brit these days because everyone's like, I have to see an interview with someone to know what their real.
Because the American actors are too busy crying about Donald Trump right now.
Oh, we're going political. Right?
Rightfully so. Rightfully so. Before it makes it sound like because I'm realizing that statement made me sound like I'm pro Donald Trump. Here. They're too busy getting political. So the British actors are like,
but
screw
now
it,
I'm
we'll just
thinking,
be your superheroes.
Who is a good American actor who could have done...
Robert Downey Jr. is a good American actor, and he's playing...
Well, he's already Iron Man.
Yeah, that's
okay,
what I'm saying.
Okay, so he can't be Superman and Iron Man. So,
oh, are we trying to recast
Superman? If we're casting an American Superman, who would he be?
I thought Brandon Roth wasn't bad.
Who's Brandon Roth?
Everybody
Superman is there Superman Returns is the one
well,
with,
it was a whole with Amy Adams, right?
Amy Adams and Kevin Spacey and she
didn't
no, the movie just wasn't that good. The problem is one is half of Superman fans, movie fans, want it to be Christopher Reeves.
I don't know how to be skeptical on
well,
boy,
sorry to break it to you guys.
Yeah, Christopher Reeves is not gonna be Superman.
Well, actually the boy from Smallville. The show.
Yeah.
He was a great looking Superman. Right. I don't know if he's American or British or.
But if you look at Brandon Roth compared to him, they have the same look.
Okay.
Right? The strong, kind of like 6'2", like 240, you know, comb overs.
Yeah.
Because apparently you can't put any gel in your hair unless you're Christopher Reeve or Henry Cavill or Cavill.
Well, if you're from Kansas, you don't use hair gel.
You need that little like fish hook.
They don't even have hair gel. It's 2 weeks from everywhere.
But like that little like fish hook, like little thing they always do with
every
Superman is the worst.
So I get it.
Well, that was in the comic, wasn't it?
So I see what's happening here. To make his comment less racist. He's saying he wants from the Smallville actor, which we keep not saying his name.
I
Smallville
don't remember
actor.
Him. I'm so sorry.
And Brandon Routh, they have the all American look, is what fits for Superman.
I'm saying Henry Cavill has without the accent, right?
But he portrays a good American
how
accent.
How?
Well, because
you listened to him because
they only
in the
give
movie.
Him four lines
but like
in
you said,
a Superman
you've not
movie.
Seen him in an interview right after that. You wouldn't even know.
I wouldn't
English,
even know. No,
right?
I wouldn't.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, we then. Oh my goodness, Christian Bale is like Scottish or Irish.
He's Welsh.
Right. I don't know. Is that different?
Yes.
Is that like really different?
Yes.
But it's the same thing. Like, oh my goodness, listen to him talk in an interview versus his amazing Batman voice.
Yeah. Although Heath Ledger was an American, so.
Ledger is an American.
Oh, shit. What
is he? He's Australian, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He's Australian. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah. Oh, did we just, like, blow your mind?
Wait a damn minute. Does he have an accent?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have never.
Not anymore. He's dead, but that's cool.
Well, I'm sorry. Rest in peace.
Did you get something?
I'm going to say he's so sad.
I have never seen an interview with him.
Oh, yeah, it was bad.
So
really?
I have no idea. I thought he was.
But did you ever watch 10 Things I Hate About You?
Yeah.
His accent came out a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. When he's singing, which is the worst.
Whoa,
you
that's
mean
a
the
super
best?
Romantic scene.
He was serenading her.
Oh, my goodness. Is this going to be the rom-com show? Let's talk about it.
Australia,
first of all.
Tristan and Isolde.
First of all.
How do you say, like, Tristan and Isolde?
Isolde.
Isolde. And that's like a famous like Shakespeare play.
Zolding?
Well, no. It's
it's old timey. It's got the E at the end.
William Shakespeare wrote Tristan and Isolde is what
you know, the Shakespeare guy. Billy Shakespeare, I believe.
Billy is always Willie Shakespeare.
Billy.
Okay.
No, it's actually based on an old Celtic folklore about a woman named Deirdre and a man named Naoise, and she's promised to the king of Scotland, I think.
Okay.
And so, blah, 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 her and Naoise run off and get married, whatever, and then they get separated and they kill themselves. And so, Tristan and Isolde is the French iteration of that folklore.
Interesting.
So you're not familiar enough with this, but on the Nerdcast, I do frequently get made fun of because of my love of romantic comedies. When I used to be married and people would come over and look at our movie shelf, they'd be like, oh, you have so many musicals. And she'd be like, they're his. And I'd be like, yeah, so.
I like Hairspray, whatever. Cool.
But let me ask you, do you think there's a difference between a musical and a romantic comedy?
Well, I have plenty of romantic comedies also. I own Australia.
But see, that's what I say. Like, those aren't rom-coms. Like, musicals are amazing. But they're meant to, like Broadway, they're portraying a play, I think.
Mm-hmm.
They're just bringing it to the, you know, the screen.
It's even less realistic than a rom-com.
Exactly.
Even less realistic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I enjoyed romantic comedies.
You put any, so, yeah. You put Matthew Lopez McConaughey in any romantic comedy.
Until you put Jennifer Lopez in it, then I stopped watching.
Well, I don't watch those
Matthew
ones.
McConaughey was in several rom-coms.
I know, and I own them all.
Yeah.
Like Failure to Launch,
yeah.
Fool's Gold, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, yeah.
How to Lose 10 Viewers in this podcast. How to Lose,
we start with zero viewers.
How to
this
Gain
is the first
10
episode.
Guys in 10 Minutes.
Let them sniff your butt.
There you go.
Bring it back. And we brought it back.
And it's all full circle.
All full circle.
Back to
all
the asshole.
I'm impressed, though. But yeah, so going back, so what other costumes, or is that the right word? Would you prefer as costumes? What other costumes do you dress up as?
Well, what other people do I dress up as?
Is that what
I... well, they're people.
What other costumes do I dress up as? Sounds like I'm trying to portray...
What other costumes do you put on? Is that like a less aggressive way of asking?
It's the less aggressive.
You know what? I feel attacked right now.
Cut me up, set short. Cut it short.
Well, I've done like Android 18, who is another Dragon Ball character.
Dragon Ball Z or Dragon Ball? Or both?
Z.
Okay.
Was she in Dragon Ball?
I think she's Justin Z, right?
Off cameraman. We have someone researching and giving us notes as we go. Yeah.
Visual cues.
Can we call him Jeff Google? Jeff Google.
Jeff Google.
Get the fluffer. Get the fluffer. Get the fluffer.
We have a fluffer working at Jujul right now.
Jujul. No, not Jujul. Not Jujul. Although for Jeff, it works, but no.
But I've been like.
We have no. Let's just call this a day. We have no listeners after this. This
is the first
episode. And now getting back into it.
Android 74.
Yes. Android 69. Android 18. And she's also a Dragon Ball Z character. And then I've done like Ciri from The Witcher video game. The Silent Hill nurse from Silent Hill, obviously.
That kind of came back around too, because that's how we got to Henry Cavill.
Yes, was The Witcher. So. Yeah, the boots. Yeah.
And you were at Colorado Springs Comic Con, you were dressed as...
Mountain Lady. My Hero Academia, and then
the one I did not recognize when you were at our booth.
Yes.
And
I had hair in my face. I had a mask on. I looked very different. But, yeah.
Clearly, because I just walked past and had no clue. Was that you at our booth when you posted a picture of mine?
I wouldn't have known the difference, so...
Yeah.
You know, I appreciate you explaining what each of these are meant to be.
You don't watch My Hero Academia?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah. It's an anime. You can actually watch it on Netflix.
What's your favorite anime?
Probably... I don't know, man. It'd be an old one, because I haven't watched a lot of new stuff.
Do you watch Scott Pilgrim? What do you play? That's kind of a big question.
It is.
That's like the answer.
It's
kind of a big question.
Because there's a lot of good ones. Like, oh, man, I don't even know. Like, I like Evangelion. That's like a classic. Like...
So I've never been, it's oddly enough, because I'm into all the geeky stuff, and the people I hang out with love anime, and it's always like, you should watch anime. And I'm like, I seem like a person that would enjoy anime, and they always give me these ones, and I watch them, and I'm like, I just didn't really like it. But
well, if you don't like it, you don't have to watch it.
Vampire Hunter D, have you ever
watched?
Okay,
yeah.
I like
that
one.
I saw the movie, yeah.
Have you ever seen Vampire Hunter D?
I don't know any anime. As we're talking
Ghost
about camera,
the Shell?
I didn't know what anime
yeah,
was.
Yeah, okay, Ghost
you know
in the
Ghost
Shell.
You know Ghost in the Shell?
No.
You've never heard of
Ghost
in the Shell?
They made a horrible movie out of it.
They did.
That's the one where they Scarlett Johansson. Yeah. What did you think of that?
I watched it and it seemed like it didn't have a purpose.
Right.
It was just kind of like.
So it was very anime, like.
So it was very. A little, but it, like I don't know. It just they were like, oh, we're just gonna kind of go here, and then we're gonna do this plot, and then oh, that's the end. And
well, were you? Like, so it seems like you were more into the writing, as we talk about, right? What did you think of Scarlett Johansson's performance? Did you like her?
She did fine, role? And the creator of Ghost in the Shell was like, she's fine, whatever, because it's not. Really about an ethnicity because right. That was the main drawback, but because the main character Motoko is a cyborg, so okay. It's like, and I think originally actually Motoko was a man and then they put his brain into a woman's body and
of
he's like
yeah,
because if you read the manga there's so many lesbian
there's
sex scenes
a minute ago, now they're taking male brains and making the female yes. cyborgs, right?
Well, this will not to... be an international video cast, that's for sure.
I apologize. Yeah.
No, but for anime there was the big complaint about whitewashing right. casting
yeah.
her
yeah.
But a lot of anime, especially the women characters, are usually modeled after American women
yeah.
in more
and
modern.
How are you
animes.
Gonna get eyes like that take up half your face? Like it's just not realistic. So you can't like, no one in a human form is going to be able to perfectly portray an anime character.
Which speaking of the eyes that big, did was Battle Angel?
Alita?
Alita Battle Angel.
Oh yeah.
Wasn't that a movie? Like did
that's
that come out
or going just, to be a
did
movie.
Did they just do trailers for 3 years before it came out, I guess?
Wait, how
I
feel long like, have the trailers been
I feel
out?
Like we've seen trailers since last year.
I just recently saw.
I could
well,
be wrong.
I was in like the last year.
The last like 3 years, or it's just one big blur.
Yeah. So. I don't like how they're just randomly like making her eyes all big and stuff. Like we've had cyborgs with freaking Scarlett Johansson, and you didn't make her eyes huge. But Battle Angel Alita, you're gonna kind of like weirdly morph this actress's face. So.
Do you think she just wore like a whole green screen?
Yeah, she's Charlie Day Green Man.
Charlie
like,
oh my god! Yes, finally a reference that I understand. Have you watched the latest season of It's Always Sunny?
I have not.
It just came out, I think, recently, like this week,
yeah.
right? I am excited. I am a little upset that it was the final season.
I mean, that is.
I thought they renewed.
I thought that they made this the last season.
No, they just did a trailer for the new
we'll
season
cut
that's
this
coming out.
We'll redo it. I thought they were renewed, but they chose not to because they wanted to end it.
Oh, what is it, like 11 seasons or something?
Well, as Charlie Day says, like FX doesn't know it's still running. So
oh,
they just
all
keep
right.
putting it out and keep getting paid. But I love that show. Like I
it's like an Office Space. There was a paycheck error, and that's why he actually got laid off a long time ago. But there's a pay...
Yeah.
HR error where he keeps getting paid.
Well, they make,
but we
they
took
make
care
it
of the error
anyway, and now they're all doing their. It's hard for me, and this is a big thing for me, like with TV. I get so attached to the character, especially for someone that does it for so long.
Mm-hmm.
So when I see them in something else, it's very hard for me. Like the first one was Charlie Day in Pacific Rim, the original,
yeah.
right?
But isn't he kind of comic relief in
yeah,
that?
Yeah, he's very.
He plays a similar role, right?
He's a little bit more PG.
And he's done that. He's done yeah. in Horrible mm-hmm. Bosses and some other things.
Oh, yeah.
In, right?
I liked him in Horrible Bosses.
But then you see, like, Dennis, right? Dennis's character in the Mindy Project.
Oh,
and he's,
yeah.
like, all, like, sensitive, like,
yeah.
metro, if that's the right word.
But he...
It's weird for me.
Well, I don't know. It was fine for me because I just kind of took him as, like, reformed Dennis.
Oh, you, so you're like, okay, this is Dennis like 10 years after the show ends.
Yeah, he's been
no
through
longer.
Intensive therapy,
awesome.
Electroshock.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he's done it all.
Well, I think it depends on the character, really, because you get, it goes to New Girl, like Justin Johnson, right?
Who?
Which one? What's his name?
From New Girl?
Yeah. Nick?
Jake Johnson.
Jake Johnson. What?
Yeah.
There's like
oh.
a million Johnsons.
Yeah, yeah.
Nick Miller.
Yeah.
Nick Miller.
Okay.
That's right. You said Nick
yes.
Miller. Gotcha.
Yeah.
So real
but him going
sorry,
to like
IMDb
a movie like Tag or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like his character has grown fine.
That's the
very first
part.
Episode.
Yes.
Get a doorbell.
And a guest host is coming.
We have two signs out there that say "Do not ring the doorbell." We're leaving this in, by the way. We're not editing this. This is the amateur.
Completely
we're
going to
title
unedited.
This episode Amateur Hour
at the
Apollo. What is this? Amateur Hour?
Amateur Hour at the Apollo.
We've
that's
already got kids
yes.
and like Latin music in the background from the building over.
Yeah.
So
yes.
we're going to be fine.
So,
going back to Jake Johnson, also knows
yes, Nick
Miller.
So anyways, him adapting to other roles, I've been able, like, it seems to work.
Yeah.
Him
and Tag.
They always kind of play, like, a goofy character. It's not like Nick Miller across from Angelina Jolie doing Doctors
That's
Without
fair.
Borders.
Right.
Like, he's still like a guy who drinks and like has fun. And
but
is, like,
more
goofy.
Like the Schmidt character, like seeing him transform into anything else because he's such a character.
Wasn't
character.
He in a movie?
He's been in a couple, of, yeah. but he was also okay. he did a Whoops. Voice in a kids movie even the like
yeah.
Ice Age 74.
That
like,
yeah, I
Android
feel like
19,
I heard him
Ice
straight
Age
to Netflix.
12.
That's what it's come to. It's not
straight,
straight
to
DVD anymore,
Netflix.
Or straight to VHS as I'm older. It's now like straight to Netflix.
Yeah,
that's like the worst
or
thing
Hulu.
You can say now.
I feel like
no, if you go to Hulu, you should just stop.
Stop.
If you're going Netflix straight to Hulu
or whatever it is, like yeah, if you're
they
Hulu,
strike
like,
gold every once in a while.
Dude, Castle Rock.
Is that good?
Yes.
So explain, I've not watched any trailers. I've not watched, it's only like a couple episodes in, right?
Yeah.
Is it in one
They
of
come out every Wednesday,
week?
Yeah.
So what is the premise of Castle Rock?
It's,
besides that it's a city here in Colorado.
No, well, it's in, it is a city here in Colorado. Fun fact.
Well played.
But no, it's actually, it's based on like a bunch of Stephen King novels and novellas.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So it's not like a Stephen King story, but it's, get pieces because it takes place at Shawshank Prison is where they find someone and all this shit happens 27 years later, which is a reference to It, and it actually has Bill Skarsgård, who plays It in the movie It, in the show Castle Rock.
So I mean, now you brought that up, best Skarsgård, you've got four to choose from.
Bill. It's going to be very specific.
Yes,
because it's going to be Bill Skarsgård as Pennywise the Clown.
Really?
Yes,
I like it.
I mean,
I don't want with the dad. I don't know his
dad,
name.
Dad, yeah.
His dad is
Mr.
Skarsgård
Senior.
Mr. Skarsgård
Senior.
Mr. Skarsgård Senior.
Because he's been in everything.
Yeah, he's been in a lot of
he's
stuff.
He's been in everything. Him as like a Viking, I forget what movie it is one
King
of
Arthur.
Favorites. Is it King Arthur?
Well, he's not a Viking, but he's the.
He dresses up like with like a bunch of like pelts and he has weird hair.
Yeah, he's the. He's the dad, because it's the dad, he's teaching his son to lead like the. The charge
right.
against
mm-hmm.
the Roman Empire that's in on British rule, and that's where Arthur stays behind and fights with the.
Is it a rom com?
No,
no.
I'm surprised you know
well,
so much
no,
about
they put Natalie Portman in it, right?
No, it's.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah.
It's when Keira Knightley was in the first Pirates, like, put her in everything.
Yeah, oh, yeah, she was in everything.
Oh, she's going to be an archer?
Yeah.
She doesn't need training.
Yeah.
We'll just put her in, like, a little cage for a while and pull her out with a bow and arrow.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
I saw that.
But I really thought you were going to go with True Blood. Like, I really saw you.
See, I never saw True Blood because, again, we didn't have cable when I was growing up.
That's like premium.
My parents were like.
That's like premium game.
That's like Skinamax, basically. So, but I, everyone was like.
What was the.
I was waiting to see if anybody would understand what that meant.
Okay. I thought you just got really excited.
I was thinking back in the day, like when we had to watch, like blurry
like,
through the lines.
Oh,
like,
what is that?
I see it. And you really didn't, but you
we are learning a lot about Carrie today.
About this is the Carrie hour?
Wow.
Now we have the pig's blood, please.
Yeah, exactly. It's spelled differently. It's the male form. How dare you?
Oh, like...
Like Cary Grant? No.
Oh,
like
okay,
Grant.
Shit. I know, like,
no,
two Carries.
C-A-R-E-Y.
No,
right?
C-A-R-Y.
Oh, C-A-R-Y. Okay.
It's like Carrie Kittles, but nobody knows who Carrie Kittles is.
Who's Carrie Kittles?
It's a sports reference.
Sports.
Sports! It's the sports hour! No, but
ESPN 12!
But why not True Blood?
Like,
why? So you didn't have premium, but now it's on every streaming site possible.
It's a bold move.
See, maybe I'll go back and watch it. I'm
is
sorry.
True Blood? No,
you
still have to pay premium for HBO
well,
stuff
yeah,
even on the other
way.
Yes,
Amazon,
yes.
I think Amazon.
But I mean, pretty much
if you're a world-class mooch like myself, you have relatives who have the HBO Hulu app.
Or if you just pay for Comcast, they're like, please, if you get cable, we'll give you HBO Go, we'll upgrade your internet to like 300 terabytes a second, like,
now, is this...
just pay for cable, please.
Oh, wow, who has cable
I do.
Anymore?
Yeah.
It's
just
for
because
the
of the package. No, I don't, the cable box, if we were to turn it on, it usually tells you, you've saved
you
this much energy or whatever.
Yeah.
So if you turn it on, anytime I do, it's been like, you've saved like 4 months worth of energy because you have never turned this cable box on.
Wow.
But I tell them when I call to renew each year, I'm like, the price is going to go up, so either give me the best package you can or cancel it. And so they're like, well, we can give you like 5 channels with HBO Go and this much internet. And I'm like, I just want at least 250 megabytes a second and HBO. If that means I have to have cable in there too, whatever. I think you heard me make the last call last time, because I put them on speakerphone and they're like, yeah, it's like $50. And I was like, all right.
After you get transferred 5 times and you finally get the nice, polite lady on there, like, wait, just take our cable. You have internet. Just turn it on every once in a while.
Well, the trick is...
turn it on. You know, just, we don't care if you use it. Just turn it on.
Let us know you're there.
Let us know you're there.
The trick is to say you're going to cancel. And then they send you to the nicest person that's like in the off, like you're here and they're in an office over from you. That's how close they want. I can come over and talk to you face to face to convince you not to cancel if that's what we need. If you say anything else, they're sending you like overseas and like,
so
they're
saying,
like, we will hold for 30 minutes.
But what other service are you, like, I would be that person on the other end. Just like,
go ahead. Yeah, mount
like
a satellite dish on your rental. Because you live in Colorado, so we know you don't know.
I know you're right. You know, DirecTV, you can't get a satellite. Or you want to go to like CenturyLink for us, right? The phone provider. Have fun. Or you want to stream anything? Have fun. I would be that person. Like, these are that's why I'm not doing the job, right? I'm the polite, like, listen, I will give you anything. Just please stay with me.
Sniff my butt.
Exactly. $1,000 plus cable, and you can sniff
plus
my butt.
Cable. I'll give you the money. I'll pay you to have cable.
Yeah. It's a mail-in rebate. You get my underwear. You're good. You know, it's a clean transaction. You don't see that person.
Clean.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know how clean that transaction is.
You don't see them. I don't want to see
faces. It's still not a clean transaction.
Yeah. Nothing clean about it.
I think we didn't look because he didn't want us all to stare at that time. But I think we were given the signal for time already.
The
fluffer gave us the cue.
I straight up looked at him.
Oh, did you? Okay.
I was like, what?
We'll like freeze that on the video and like zoom in on like the... All right.
Some ominous music.
Plug yourself real quick before we get out of here.
So I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Patreon, Twitter, and it's all DK, but they're all spelled differently. So good luck. It's DEECAY sometimes, or it's DEEKAY sometimes.
Why?
Because I had the bright idea to change it to CAY because I was like, fuck it, let's do this. And then I couldn't change my Twitter handle, so it's like DEEKAY, but my Instagram and my Facebook are CAY.
You can't change your Twitter handle?
No, I'd have to like create a new account, I think. Oh. Well, like the @, like D.
Yeah, because you can change the name, like the display name.
Yeah, the display name, I think it's CAY, but the handle is
People get confused.
It's very confusing. It's a miracle anyone even finds me.
Carrie, you have anything to plug?
Yeah, it should be like a PSA. Like, please don't email people and ask to sniff their butt. Like, I feel like that should be like a... Can we get like the NBC logo? Like,
the more you know.
The more you know. Please, just go look at all the content, but don't be weird.
Or if you do, ask for PayPal first. Yeah. Pay the money and then ask the
PayPal,
question.
No Venmo?
Yeah,
no,
PayPal.
Venmo, you get a personal email, right? Well, I guess PayPal has the email too. I don't know. Now I'm just going to make it weird.
I'd rather have PayPal because Venmo, it's like, do they charge a fee? Maybe they will. Maybe they won't.
All right. So that's all for our first episode of I'm Not Famous. D, you're always welcome back. Carrie, you're not.
I know.
But anyways, stay tuned. Next week on Project Nerd, we'll have a brand new episode of I'm Not Famous for you. Bye. I guess that's our close. Bye.
We got 30 more seconds of this.
30 more.
Keep it awkward. Now the credits are running and we just gotta act natural. Credits running.
Let's run the
fluffer,
credits.
Fluffer.
Yeah, so this is where we put the music on. We put the music on and we're all like,
yes, we're gonna fake
newsroom. We need newsroom music.
Stack the music.
Now I need to pull out like some papers.
Yeah, stack the papers on the desk.
Who's our next guest?
Throw them. David Letterman. Throw in the cards.
The Human Torch was an item.
Ready and action.
Oh, I used to do the clap in front of the camera.
Man. Yeah.
Is it 1, 2, 3?
Sing.
And scene. Action.
Yeah.
We're adding that to the end of the episode.
Yes.
The stars in the streaming coming. The eyes in the repeating.